Bill Hess lives in Barrow on the northern edge of Alaska. He was semi-adopted by an Inupiat family, something he came to fully appreciate after he buried his blood mother in Minnesota to the hymn of How Great Thou Art. He picks up the story one November night in 1985 when Bill tried to go to sleep and could not get the song out of his mind.
And at first, it brought me comfort as I lay there that night. But it just persisted. It would not go away. I had this feeling of death, and I tried to shake this feeling of death off. But the song persisted and the feeling persisted, and I hardly slept a wink. Then in the afternoon, my phone rang. It was Roy Amawak from here in Barrow, and he was calling to tell me that Canuck, Florence Amawak, Ben's wife, had passed away very early that morning. So he gave me their number, and I called, and I went to see them in Anchorage to visit them. And I mentioned that this hymn had been in my mind. I'd had a hard time sleeping. And this all would have been happening as she was passing. Someone there asked me what the song was, and I told him it was the 23rd Psalm. And Mary Ellen's eyes went real big, and she said, "That was Mom's psalm." And then they had just made out the program, and they showed me the program. It started off with the 23rd Psalm.
Wow.
But then came the day of the funeral, and that song, How Great Thou Art, was not on the program. So went to the viewing, and I could not believe my eyes, because there was the same identical coffin that my own blood mother had been buried in, white rose-tinted coffin with the roses around the side. And Canuck was kind of like my Eskimo mom. Sometimes she called me my big baby boy. And there she was, the same identical coffin as my mom. I had never seen such a coffin before. I have not seen such a coffin since. But my real mom and my Eskimo mom being buried in the same coffin. The family asked me to take pictures. And then at one point, what was not on the program, just people from one end of the North Slope to the other, they came and they gathered behind the coffin, and they sang How Great Thou Art. And they sang it with all the power and all the force that I had longed to hear at my mom's funeral. And even though not a single one of those people out there knew my real mom, because of the way this happened, to me, this song was sung for both of them. To me, it was for both of them. It was for Canuck, and it was for my mom, both of them in their identical coffins.
Bill Hess's stories join others gathered by StoryCorps at the Library of Congress.